Music.
1. What kind of music do you like?
When I was a kid, I used to like rock music. Now, I prefer techno music because I find it better to dance to. I've never liked folk or country music. It's just too slow for me. I like fast, energetic music.
2. Can you play a musical instrument?
I can play the erhu, a traditional Chinese musical instrument. In China, some students learn to play it at school. I like it, and I'm very good at it. I play it at concerts in my hometown during festivals.
3. Do your friends and family have different musical tastes to you?
My friends like the same music as me. We often go to clubs to listen to it. My parents prefer erhu music. I don't like it.
4. Who is your favorite singer or musician?
My favorite singer is a rap artist, A1. He's from the United States. He went to jail for drug dealing when he was young. He soon found he could make money from rap and not have problems with the police. He made his first album, Pig in the Middle, in 1998. It sold over 100,000 copies. He's famous in the United States, but not in other countries.
5. Have you ever been to one of their performances or seen one on TV?
Yes, I saw him at a concert in Los Angeles 2 years ago. It was expensive, $50, but I liked the concert very much. Of course, I've seen his music videos on TV many times.
6. What do you think of karaoke?
This is very popular in Eastern Asia, much more than in the West. I like watching other people sing, but I don't sing myself. Names. 1. Is your family name a common one in your country?
Yes, my surname is Wang, which is commonly used in China. I have some classmates with the same name, but we are not related in any way. I am always meeting strangers who are also called Wang.
2. Do people in your country usually have middle names?
Many Chinese people have 2 given names, which is like having a middle name.
3. Does your name mean anything or have a special significance?
My family name means young. My father gave me my given name because he wanted me to be an ordinary person.
4. Do any other people in your family have names with special meanings?
Yes, my father's name means powerful, and my mother's name means tender. However, my mother is the real power in our household.
5. Would you like to change your name?
Yes, I don't like my name and want to change it when I finish high school.
6. In your culture, do women change their names when they get married?
In China, it is not customary for women to change their names, unlike women in Western countries. This is changing slowly.
7. What are the most common names in your country?
Over 50% of Chinese people have one of the following family names: Chen, Lin, Huang, Li, Zhang, Wu, Wang, Cai, Liu. The most common given names and their meanings are Wen, culture, writing, Zhi, will, intention, emotions, Yi, cheerful, Ya, elegant, Ming, bright, Hui, smart, wise, Hong, great, wide.
Places of interest.
1. Which places in your city or province would you suggest a tourist visit?
I think that people should visit the Potala Palace. It is a monastery in the center of Lhasa. I'm very lucky because I can actually see it from my home. People can also visit Mount Everest, the world's highest mountain. I wouldn't suggest that they climb it, but they can visit the base camp.
2. Why are they significant?
The Potala Palace is significant because it is a historic building with a long history. Mount Everest is the world's highest mountain, a real challenge for mountaineers from all over the world.
3. Do you often visit such places?
No, I don't. It is expensive to take my family with me because of the entrance fee, so I only go once or twice a year. Besides, I have been many times before, so it is no longer so interesting to me. If special friends come to see me, then, of course, I will take them there.
4. What kind of places of interest do you like to visit?
I like visiting museums such as the Military Museum in Beijing. You can learn a lot from the exhibits there. My major is history, and museums are obviously full of historical information.
5. Do you like to take photographs at places of interest?
Yes, of course I do. If I'm alone, I try to get a stranger to take a photo of me standing in front of whatever it is. Later, I can look at the photos to remind myself of the happy time I had, or I can show them to my friends.
6. Do you often visit places of natural beauty?
Not very often, because I study so much, and therefore have very little free time. If I do have a day to spare, I like to go to the Summer Palace, because it reminds me of my hometown Hangzhou and West Lake. It is so peaceful and lovely there, so I can sit beneath a tree by the lakeside and forget all my worries. Possessions. 1. Do you own something which was very expensive to buy?
My house is very expensive. It cost 2 million RMB. I'm very happy with it. I bought it 5 years ago. It's in the countryside. The air is clean and the surrounding area is very beautiful.
2. Do people in your country often buy expensive items?
People often give children a lot of money for Spring Festival. They buy expensive things for people when they get married.
3. Do you own something which was a special gift to you?
I was given a Walkman by a Japanese friend. We worked together for 3 months. I use it for listening to English. It cost about $100. It is made by Sony and includes a radio.
4. Do you own any items which are very old?
I have a few old items. My mother gave me a stamp from 1860, a Ming Dynasty vase, and a gold ring made in the 1920s before she died.
5. How important are possessions to you?
I like things that remind me of people or places. Often they are not useful. Of course, I have a few things that are useful and remind me of places or people. I have a coffee cup from London. I use it in my office. No one else has one like it, so it shouldn't get used by any other person by mistake.
6. What things do you own which you find particularly useful?
Yes, I use my Walkman to listen to English. I can listen to it on the subway. Because it has a radio, I don't need to carry any CDs with me, although I usually do carry a few.
Restaurants.
1. Do you often go to restaurants?
I go to an Indian restaurant once a month with my wife. I go to a Shandong restaurant once a week with my colleagues. I go to a Japanese restaurant 3 times a year with my mother. The Japanese restaurant is my favorite, but it's very expensive. About 500 RMB for 2 people, including drinks.
2. What kinds of restaurants are near your home?
There's a big Beijing duck restaurant down the street from my home. There's a small Cantonese restaurant around the corner from my home. There's a McDonald's on my university campus.
3. What do you think of fast food restaurants?
Fast food restaurants are clean, efficient, friendly, and bright. However, they are expensive. Many of my friends like them, but I only go there once or twice a week. I often take my homework with me and do it while I'm eating and drinking.
4. How good is the service in restaurants where you live?
Usually it is very good, and I don't have to wait very long to be served or for the food to arrive. If the waiters are slow and their clothes are dirty, then I won't go there again, even if the food is really good. I think that if I am paying for the meal, then the service should be quick and the waiters friendly. At one restaurant which I usually go to, the staff all know me, and so they look after me really well.
5. Do you prefer restaurant food or home cooking?
My mother would kill me if I said I didn't prefer her cooking. Generally, I do prefer her cooking, but some restaurants have specialties which their chefs cook very, very well. She really likes a Japanese restaurant near her home, so I take her there a few times a year. It's very expensive, but the food is delicious. Shopping. 1. Do you enjoy shopping?
I hate shopping. I do all my shopping online or at the small shops near my home. Online, I can look at the products and buy the ones I like. I actually took part in an experiment to see if I could survive by shopping online with a limited amount of money. I was successful. I still think there are some things I should buy at the shop, like milk and vegetables.
2. Do you usually do your shopping at one place or several different places?
I shop for clothes at a place round the corner from my home which is owned by a friend, because she gives me a discount and gives me some useful fashion tips. I do food shopping at a few different places, according to what I want to buy.
3. What kinds of shops are there near your home?
There are several small shops on my street. There is a small shoe shop, specializing in women's shoes. There are 2 small supermarkets. One is a little more expensive, but has a wider range of products, and most importantly, is open 24 hours a day. Oh, and there's a camera shop. You can get photographs developed there and buy photo albums.
4. Do you pay more attention to quality or to price?
I always pay more attention to quality. My family is so rich that we don't know what to do with our money. People respect me because I can buy quality things. I always get the best service when I'm shopping because I have so much money. I only look at the price to make sure I'm spending a lot of money.
5. Have prices increased a lot recently?
Electricity prices have increased by 20%. The price of children's clothes has gone up a little. Luckily, the price of oil has dropped a lot recently. This means that prices may drop generally.
Sports.
1. Which sports are popular in your country?
Table tennis, basketball, and football. The Chinese are famous for being the best table tennis players in the world. Table tennis is popular with all kinds of people, but basketball and football are mainly popular with young people. Yao Ming is one of the most famous basketball players in the world.
2. Which sports do you watch?
I like watching skiing. The skiers are very skillful. They go down the mountain slopes very quickly, but only rarely fall. I watch this sport on TV during the skiing season, but I've never tried it.
3. How often do you play sports?
I play sports every evening with friends. I play volleyball, rugby, and ice hockey. We play at the sports stadium in the center of the city. I've played volleyball for many years, but I have only played rugby and ice hockey since I became friends with a group of foreigners who play these sports.
4. Why do you play sports?
I mainly play sports to relax and be with my friends. Sports keep me fit, but that's not why I play them.
5. Did you play sports when you were younger?
I used to play football when I was younger, but now I only have time for a short game of basketball.
6. Do men and women prefer different sports in your country?
Men and women both like football. However, men also like rugby, which women think is too violent. Girls often like volleyball.
7. Can you tell me about any unusual sports in your country?
Tibetans like horse racing. The short-distance jogging event is unusual because horses must have at least one leg touching the ground all the time. That is, no jumping is permitted. The races are 3 to 5 kilometers long. Telephones. 1. Do most people in your country have telephones?
Many people have telephones at home. People without telephones at home usually have them near their homes. Many people in the cities have mobile phones.
2. How often do you use telephones?
I carry my mobile phone almost everywhere, but don't make or receive many calls. That's okay. I just carry in case I need it. For example, if I'm going to a new bar and need directions. On the other hand, I send and receive many short messages. I rarely use my home phone.
3. Are mobile phones common in your country?
They are common in the cities with young and middle-aged people. Almost everyone has one. Students, taxi drivers, businessmen. Old people don't often have them.
4. For what reasons do people use mobile phones?
People mainly use mobile phones to be able to contact other people at any time. Of course, they can be contacted at any time too.
5. Are there places where mobile phones shouldn't be used?
Places or situations where you should switch your mobile phone off or not use it are in an aircraft, in a class or lecture, during a religious gathering, during meetings, at the cinema, at a sports event, while driving, during a wedding ceremony.
6. What features can be found on mobile phones?
The new Nokia is a stylish, compact mobile phone with several advanced features, including a camera and video recorder with zoom capability. Of course, it has the more usual features, such as voice dialing, color screen, and games. It is a tri-band phone, so you can use it anywhere in the world. You can connect to the internet, too.
Television.
1. How often do you watch TV?
I watch TV between 10 and 12 hours a week. It depends a lot on my schedule and on the time of year. In summer, I watch less TV because I go out with friends. Sometimes we watch TV at restaurants, but not friends' homes.
2. What kind of programs do you watch?
I like the historical dramas, folk music performances, and military displays that are often on Chinese TV. Many people think they are boring, but I like them. My favorite program is Professor Zhao Investigates. It is shown every evening on Shanghai television. The young professor hunts criminals in Shanghai. The stories take place in the 1920s.
3. Is watching TV a popular thing to do in your country?
Yes, we can even watch TV at bars and restaurants. People want to know what is happening in the world. TV can tell us that easily. There are so many TV channels in China, but not all of them are national channels. People can easily find something they like to watch.
4. Do you often talk about TV programs with friends?
Not much. We normally talk about our work and families. We might talk about some issues that have been discussed on TV, but not the programs.
5. Do you think that you watch too much TV?
Yes and no. I watch about 5 hours a day. I like to relax and watch TV in the evenings. There are some very interesting programs on. I always watch the news because I am very interested in world events and what is happening in China. So I do watch a lot of TV, but I know more about the world than most young Chinese people. So I don't really think I watch too much TV. Transport. 1. How do you usually go to school?
Because I live on campus, I don't have far to go to my classrooms. I prefer to walk as I think this is better than using a bike. I can also chat to people on the way, and I don't have to worry about my bicycle being stolen either.
2. How good is the public transport system in your city?
In my city we only have buses, but the system is quite good. They are noisy and dirty, but there are many of them, so you don't need to wait long at the bus stop. The bus stops all have information in English, so foreign tourists can use the system too.
3. If you go on a long journey, how do you prefer to travel?
I prefer traveling by air. It is fast, but expensive. I earn enough money so I can afford it. Traveling by train or by bus is not too expensive, but it takes too long.
4. Is transport expensive in your city?
As I said, travelling by air is quite expensive, but other forms of transport are not. I think that using a car must be expensive. Buses in my city cost 1 RMB. Even travelling on the new, fast luxury trains between Beijing and Hong Kong only costs about 1,000 RMB.
5. Are traffic jams a problem where you live?
Traffic jams are not a problem in my city because the government has introduced laws to limit the number of cars on the streets. There are sometimes traffic jams if there is a car accident. People in other cities often complain about the traffic problems there. They should tell their local governments to take action.
Weather and climate. 1. What is your favorite time of the year?
My favourite time of the year is winter. I love skiing near my hometown in western Sichuan. Many people don't like the cold, but I don't mind. Of course, I have to wear warm clothes. The countryside looks very beautiful covered in snow. I will miss skiing when I go to England to study.
2. Do you do different things in summer and in winter?
No, I only study. Studying is very important, so I do it all year. If my room is cold in winter, I put on my jacket and study. I study indoors during the summer. It's too hot outside.
3. What do you do when the weather is wet?
The wet weather doesn't change my schedule. I just keep studying. I like it when it rains in the summer, especially if there is a thunderstorm, because it makes the air cooler.
4. What kind of clothes do you wear in the summer?
The summer is really hot where I live, so I wear as few clothes as possible. Many girls wear jeans even when the temperature is 40 degrees centigrade. I wear shorts or a skirt, much cooler. I also wear a blouse or t-shirt and sport shoes. In winter, it can be a little cold, so I wear a sweater and jeans. My favourite winter fashion colour is black, so I have many pairs of black jeans and a few black sweaters. In the summer, I wear much brighter colours, white, yellow, light blue and pink.
5. Is it often very hot in your region?
In Hainan, the temperature is usually between 17 and 33 degrees centigrade all year, so it's not often very hot or very cold. There is about 1,500 millimeters of rain each year, mainly between May and October, so it can be quite wet. We sometimes have thunderstorms. It doesn't snow in Hainan.
Weddings. 1. How do people usually celebrate weddings in your culture?
There is a wedding ceremony, then a party. At the party, people make toasts and speeches. Sometimes the speeches are very long and boring. There's some music and dancing. Of course, there is a lot of food and drink.
2. Do people eat special food at weddings in your culture?
I don't think that there is any special food that should be eaten. Perhaps noodles. I don't know. A friend told me that each table at a traditional Chinese wedding should have a whole duck, a whole chicken, 8 cold dishes and 8 hot dishes. 8 is considered a lucky number. The number of guests at each table should also be 8.
3. What gifts do people usually buy for the bride and groom?
In Britain, some couples make a scrapbook with pictures of the gifts they would like. People sign their names next to the pictures to indicate that they will buy that gift.
4. Do people wear special clothes at the wedding?
The men wear suits and the ladies wear dresses. The bride sometimes wears a Chinese-style dress, sometimes a Western one.
5. Do the bride and groom usually go on a honeymoon after the wedding?
Yes, they do. The most popular places are big cities and the coast. They usually go for a month. Honeymoons are usually very expensive.
6. Which people are normally invited to a wedding?
Close family, extended family, distant relatives, close friends, acquaintances, classmates, colleagues, bosses, and important local people.
7. What happens during the wedding ceremony?
Western wedding ceremonies held in a church can last a long time, but not very much happens. The clergyman reads from the Bible. The couple make their wedding vows, then exchange rings and kiss. Many people choose to marry at a registry office. This ceremony has no religious aspect and is usually much smaller and shorter and cheaper.
Your country.
1. Is your country large?
China has an area of about 9.6 million square kilometers. It is the third largest country in the world after Russia and Canada. It has a population of over 1.3 billion, the largest population of any country. China is about 40 times larger than Britain and has 20 times more people.
2. What is special or unique about your country?
I think that the terracotta warriors are unique in the world. They were found by farmers in 1974 near the city of Xi'an in central China. 3 pits have been discovered, with over 1,000 warriors found so far. The site is easy to get to by bus from Xi'an, and millions of people have visited it. The site is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
3. Did any world-famous people come from your country?
Zhu Chongzhi lived from 429 to 500 AD. He was a mathematician and astronomer, born in Jiankang. He came from a family of astronomers, so he learnt about it when he was young. His greatest achievement was the Daoming calendar, introduced in 465 AD.
4. What industries are there in your country?
There are many types of industry in China, such as light industry, heavy industry, the IT industry, the clothing industry, and the chemical industry. Heavy industry is mainly in the northeast of China. Car manufacturing is important in several large cities, such as Wuhan and Tianjin. The textile and food processing industries are common all over China. The IT industry is expanding quickly.
5. If you could change one thing about your country, what would it be?
I would definitely stop the requirement for foreigners to have visas to come to China. This would certainly encourage more foreigners to come here to live, work, study, and travel.